Blog Talk Radio. And let the God of all comfort comfort me.
God of comfort, Good evening, everyone. I thank everyone for joining me this evening. I would like to thank Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International for the vision and their commitment and their dedication to the ministry and to the intercessors and to everyone that's connected with them. I want to thank them for birthing my gift and thanking them, thanking Prophetess Teresa Docks and Elder Quentin Docks. I want to thank them for showing the love and consideration and just standing in the gap. And now I'm standing in the gap with them and for the Lord. It's a blessing to be up under their leadership. So I just want to thank them. I decree and I speak prosperity and abundance and blessings and protection over their life and over their family. It's just a blessing to be in the mix for God and to be in the presence for God. So I just want to thank everyone today that took the time out to join me this evening. My teaching is on My God Will Comfort You Through the Storm. We all faced sometime another, we faced financial burdens. So you can read Matthew 11:28. That's a prayer that you can read that's dealing with burdens. So I wanted to make some announcements. Just want to let everyone know that the number you can call for Blog Talk Radio is 661-449-9911, or you can connect on the computer by typing in www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders with the S International. So those are the two ways that you can connect on Blog Talk Radio. There's different ministries, different teachings that's going throughout the month. So we would just like to thank you for joining us throughout the month. There is a, if you go on, it'll tell you who's going to be on each day or during the weekend. So you can go in and get a listing of who you would like to join in with. Or you can go on the archive. If you missed some previous teachings, you can go back and listen to previous teachings. Also, we have a prayer line that takes place 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, at 5 o'clock Central Time and 6 o'clock Standard Time. So we would like for you to join us in prayer and interceding for God. The number you can call for the prayer line is 218-895-0280, and you can press in the code BUILD, B-U-I-L-D, pound. And so we would like for you to join us in prayer each morning, because we're interceding on prayers, prayer requests. Different people are going through different circumstances, and we need prayer more now than ever. So it's good to get up early, be early risers, and start your day off with the presence of God. So I just want to thank everyone again for joining me tonight. The good news is that God never intended for people to go through burdens. Financial burdens is what I'm talking about tonight. He wants us to be set free of financial burdens. By knowing God, He's in control of our finances. Because the finances are not ours, the finances is His. He gives us everything. We have to surrender our burdens to God and not worry about anything, because worry is not of God. These are some scriptures that you can read for. Money is Isaiah 52:3. If you're going through any lack in your life, you can read Matthew 19:20. If you dealing with poverty in your life, you can read 14:23. And the blessings come through Deuteronomy 11:26. So all these scriptures you can read as would help you through any of these situations. God wants us to come to him willingly because he promises to provide every need according to his perfect plan. We must remember that we have an opportunity to turn our burdens over to him. We can cast your cares to the Lord, and he will sustain you. He would never let the righteous fall. Read Psalms 55:22. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for us. That's 1 Peter 5:7. We all will have to deal with some burdens, but we need to be in perfect peace while we're going through the storm, because peace only comes from God. That's Isaiah 26:3. When we're in prayer and you're going through a burden, just pray about that burden. Let God know that you're facing something in your life right now, and let him know that you need some help. You need his assistance, because he's always there. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He's always standing in the gap. He's right there holding your hand. We sometimes forget that he's really there, but he never leaves us. He's always there. He'll never disappoint us. He's always there in the mix of waiting, just wanting you to reach your hands out to him and ask him, God, I need you right now, God. I need you, Lord, right now. I need help right now. And let him know that you need him, and you look to the Lord for financial breakthroughs, and pray the solution, pray the results. And by doing that, you have to pray and you have to read the word of God. God will bring deliverance to you. He will bring deliverance to your situation. That's Psalm 68:19. This is a prayer that you can use to release your burdens. You praise the Lord who carries our burdens day after day. He is the God who saves us. This is a prayer that you can read. You say, Lord, I bring my burdens to you, knowing that I can do nothing apart from you and your power. You know my circumstances. It's not a surprise to you, Lord. Please free my heart with your place, with peace and comfort. Comfort my soul, God. Guide me, Father. Give me strength. You just give the burdens, and he will give you rest through the burdens. He will give you rest through the storm. When you are convinced of God, we must make a list and convince ourselves. But God already knows what we're going through. God already knows what we're facing in our lives. We must sit down and just give a list to him, a list of burdens that you're facing. You just need to lay it down on the cross at God's feet and leave it there. When you are tempted to pick up one of those burdens, choose instead to meditate. Meditate on the walk, and the walk is true. Read Psalms 23. When you read Psalms 23, the shepherd is always there. We must trust in him. Every step of the way, God doesn't expect us to clean up our lives, because it's his responsibility, because he loves us so much. When you are convinced of God's love, you want to draw near to him. As you draw near to him, he draws near to you, and he reveals himself to you. When you know him, you grow in your faith. As you grow in faith, you trust him, and you see the manifestation take place through him. He will handle your battles, and they will be victorious. We must always claim the victory through all our situations in our lives. We must draw near and close to him. We must come to him with a yes in our hearts. God will transform your body, your mind, your emotions, and the broken pieces of debt. And he will heal that situation, but we have to trust him and give him the battle. Give the battle to him. Let him handle it. He will break the yokes of financial burdens and give you rest. That's Matthew 11:28-3. God says, just relax. I will take care of you. He wants us to relax in his love for us. How to release the burdens and give them to God is through prayer, reading the word of God, praise and worship, sing a song. You have to renew your mind with the right spirit of God. Ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You want to be led and let God guide you through the storm. He will soothe the storm while you're going through it. But we must commit ourselves and we must be obedient to his word. And we need to develop a Christ-like mind. We need to set our mind on things above in heaven, not on things on earth. You can read Isaiah 46:3-4 and Psalm 11:2-10. We must submit our burdens to God on a day-to-day basis. And everything that goes through, everything that we go through, continue to give God thanks. Be gratitude. Give him the glory. Claim the highest praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, God. Always be thankful for whatever you go through. Be thankful for the good. Be thankful for the bad. Because God recognizes when you are thanking him and praising him and reading the word. He honors that. So Jeremiah 29:11, God is not mad at you. He's mad about you. His plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. So I wanted to say, I wanted to sing a song, and I'm kind of battling with my throat today, so I'm just going to give God the glory. Give him the glory. And it's a song. The song is for your glory, but I'm not going to sing the song. I'm just going to sing some verses in the song. For your glory, and I will do anything just to be with you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. For your glory. Yes, Lord. And I will do anything just to see I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I just want to give God the glory tonight. I want to give him the glory because he deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. I want to lift him up this evening because I want to praise and worship him this evening. I just want to thank God for another day. I want to thank the Lord for having me serve for him, using me as a vessel to serve for him. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful this evening, Lord. I'm just so grateful. I love you, Lord. I give you the highest praise again, hallelujah, and I just want to thank God for this day. This is a new beginning for us, new beginning. Start speaking the results. Start claiming the victory. Start speaking words out of your mouth on whatever situation that you're battling with. Speak the results. Speak positivity out your mouth. Claim the victory because the devil has no victory. The devil has no place in any of our lives. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is from God. The kingdom is here on earth. We have to stand on God's word because the kingdom is here on earth. We could have anything that we desire. God will give you the desires of your heart if you just trust him. Trust him and give him the battle. And let your faith work. Let your faith work through his words, through his words, through his scriptures, through the praise and worship, through the song, through just praising him and lifting him up and giving him the glory. Because if I had 10,000 tongues, it would be enough to praise his name tonight. So I just want to just let everyone know tonight that our burdens are being released tonight on this line. Start claiming the victory over your situations, and you will get the victory through him, and that your situation will change. If you want it to change, your situation will change with having a relationship with God, building a relationship with him, and reading his words. His words will go forth for you, and they will manifest new beginnings starting tonight on this line. So I just want to thank everyone again for joining me this evening. It's just a blessing to be in the mix of God and being in the presence with him each and every day. I thank everyone. I thank everyone today for joining me. Thank you. I give God the glory.
And let the God of all comfort comfort me. So when